I'm not going to go through it sequentially from start to finish. Rather, I'm going to hit some of the points that I think are interesting to me. Money is always interesting, and our revenue flows from overriding royalties. I mean, that's money for nothing. So I'd like to start on page 11. I don't have a PowerPoint. I'm not mechanically adapted to that type of thing. But on page 11, I give you my form of a reservation of an overriding royalty. And I start out with the standard language. You can either reserve a fractional royalty, a royalty fraction, or more commonly, you reserve the difference between a percentage and the lease burdens that are already there, the royalty and the overriding and royalties that are existing. So, for example, if you want to reserve a 25% royalty, if you want to reserve a 2% overriding royalty and you start with 23% of the lease burdens, then you say you're going to reserve the difference between 25% and the lease burdens, and that'll give you a 2% overriding royalty. I don't know how many of you belong to the Oil, Gas, and Energy Resources Law section of the State Bar, but this is a very good organization to belong to. They issue these newsletters, and on the airplane down here, I was reading it, and I came across Warren versus Chesapeake, and I'd noticed that case before. It's a recent Fifth Circuit case, but I hadn't really paid much attention to it.